Morning decisions. A creamy mocha frappuccino drink? A sweet vanilla? Maybe a smooth caramel or that white chocolate mocha. Whichever you choose, delicious coffee awaits. Start your day with bottled Starbucks frappuccino drinks. Pick up a bottle near you wherever you buy your groceries.
File your taxes the free and easy way with TurboTax. New to TurboTax? Didn't file last year with TurboTax? No problem. Switch to TurboTax and file for free if you do your own taxes on the TurboTax mobile app by February 18th. All the tax forms you have can be assisted. All 100% free. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. New filers and filers who didn't use TurboTax last year only must start and file your own taxes in the app by February 18th. Excludes TurboTax Live. Full terms at TurboTax.com.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello. What's the crack?
Hello.
God, isn't it lovely that Callum is in a relationship with someone he works with because he gets treats delivered to him in work?
So my girlfriend Jess, she's covering Michaela today. It may not be today when you're listening to this, so in the past.
On the 29th of January.
Yes.
Let it be known that Jess covered Michaela in the afternoon.
And before she came into work, she messaged me being like, I'm in the shop, do you want anything? And I was like, a little treat.
Sometimes, you just a little treat?
Yeah, it's just nice, a little treat. And she returned with a tube of silver Pringles. And it says mystery flavour, and then it's also branded Super Mario.
What a perfect little treat.
Jess is doing very well for herself now. That's a little treat. A little treat to me is like a little, you know, get a little Freddo or something.
Yeah, or a hat, like a mini tube.
Yeah, or a pan of chocolate or something. That's a little
treat. Oh, that's a big treat now, a pano.
Not if it's from Lidl.
True.
It's Lidl, guys. We've been through this.
I'd say, you know what I had the other day when I was in the car on the way to Cork as a little treat, Emer and I said, this is the perfect little treat. Is, you know those little Bueno Hippos?
Happy Hippo.
Yeah. Oh, there, Whopper.
That's a great little treat.
So it's Pringles mystery flavour, Super Mario branded. Will we try it?
Are they all different flavour? Like each crisp is a different flavour? Or is it just one tube of the same flavour?
I doubt it. I think it's one tube of the same flavour.
That would probably make sense.
Mario, what do you think it could be?
A bologna or something.
Something Italian. Yeah.
Pepperoni.
Mushroom. That'd be awful. Oh no, that's a toad.
Yeah, but it's still part of Mario.
It looks like a mushroom.
Here's a bit of...
Is there like a flap you can open somewhere on the box that will eventually tell you what the flavour is, or do you just never find out what it is?
No, you never find out.
Wow.
No way.
Well, I'm sure they will announce.
I suppose it has the ingredients.
It should
so
be
in
like big block writing
They're
down the very
of
bottom.
A darker colour.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be paprika, aren't they?
It kind of smells salt and vinegary, but also...
It very much does.
But then...
It's quite strong.
They don't look salt and vinegary.
Yeah, it's actually making my mouth water.
Are we going in?
Emma already just went in.
Oh, but also sort of smoky.
Okay, I'm going to go for the entire crisp.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's...
I'm confused.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, I have it.
Oh, it's spicy.
Consider me perplexed. Is it a mix of loads of flavours?
What do I have? Wait, it's something.
It's gone now.
There is there's a little tingle on
the
tongue.
It's like Thai rings.
There's a little bit of heat on the tongue.
Pringle. But it's also so salty at the beginning. It's strange.
It's salt and vinegar and like...
And sort of tomato-y.
Mm.
It's... Maybe it's a pizza.
And herby, kind of. You
yeah.
Know?
Like a red curry.
I've just Googled Super Mario Pringles and someone says that they think it tastes of sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have one more there? Actually,
absolutely. Let's go to Reddit. Reddit is always a good one.
God, what are the ingredients?
Mystery flavour. The ingredients are...
Someone says they taste like sweet and sour.
Are they all the same then?
Someone said it's farts. They fart in the mystery can. That's a lead up for
onion powder, spices, chili powder, jalapeno powder, buttermilk powder, acidity regulator, yeast extract, garlic powder, tomato powder,
it's making me sneeze.
Flavoring, sunflower oil, cornstarch.
That's mad. You're allergic.
Paprika extract.
Yeah, it's given spices like jalapeno.
Got the answer. Someone said it literally says on the can what flavor they are. They taste like mystery.
Fuck off.
Oh, shut up.
I can't, that's even...
What?
Freshly squeezed Luigi.
So I guess they're, like, Pringles are just like, we don't know what it is.
They're
it's
so
just loads
good.
Of stuff.
They're really tasty.
It doesn't even have, you know what I mean? It's just mix of magic.
Maybe I have one more for the road and then I must
barbecue.
Stop.
No one knows. It's not saying...
they could be the most addictive Pringles I've ever had.
They're the best Pringles I think I've had.
What?
Why weren't they... More. Will they ever reveal what they are?
They're the best.
Anyway, guys, well, we leave it there and stop annoying people.
Someone,
no one's listening
answer.
To this.
It's a mix of ketchup, pizza, and spaghetti. Someone said on the internet.
I'm sick of guessing.
No listening's guessing this. Yeah, though. No we'll move on.
Yeah. If you've had any, let us know.
Let's go, go, go. Here I go. Fully charged. Spins fully charged. It's so
good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. I want to give a mention to a lady who works in the supermarket, and I don't want to go into any more detail than that because I don't want to get this lady in trouble.
Oh, no.
Yesterday, after the show, you know that I'm struggling at the moment. I feel like I'm talking about it all the time. It'll soon be a thing of the past that my side button on my phone doesn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my Apple Pay, therefore, doesn't work. Yesterday, I found myself in the shop. And I bought a few bits, nothing too crazy, but like I was on the self-service till and say when I scanned everything through, it was full, right? Like not drastically full, but full. I got a few bits for the week. As I was standing there, I went to pay and I went, ah, you big idiot. You've no way of paying for this.
You no card.
Didn't have my Revolut card on me.
Why? And you didn't have your your watch?
Did
Apple
you lose
watch?
That?
I didn't, no, my watch was dead.
Okay.
Right? So I was standing there and I went, okay, this is embarrassing. What are you going to do here now? Okay, Grant, so you're going to have to just put everything back and that's fine.
No.
So I kind of just said to the lady standing who was kind of helping out with self-service, I said, come here, is there any chance, because I have my virtual card, there's any way I can put in my long card number? Do you know the way sometimes you can do that?
Yeah.
And they were like,
so archaic.
Oh, that's so embarrassing.
And she says, there's not in these machines. And then she went, sure, come here. Wait now a second. Can't you just Revolut me and I'll pay for it?
No.
Oh, wow.
Stop.
And I was like, don't be silly. She was like, nah, how'd you work this now? I'll just give you my username, is it?
Stop.
So she gave me her username and she had paid for already, transferred the money to her. She said, you're MR, yeah? Yeah, that's sorted there. No bother at all. Come here, don't be putting things back. Don't be silly.
Stop. Aww, that's very nice.
Legend. Isn't that the soundest thing ever?
That's really nice.
So nice.
She's probably not allowed to be doing that for customers, hence otherwise.
I'm sure it's fine, but like it's not really any problem to the shop.
Yeah, they're getting the money.
They're getting the money.
But like, imagine that. I just imagine this poor woman being like hundreds of euro in debt because she offers this all the time,
constantly. Yeah.
Oh, what a hero!
What a nice person. Yeah, I was like, no, like that felt like such an overstep with a stranger being like transferring Revolut information. I was like,
oh, Claire, I would have been red in the face for the eternity of time.
Yeah.
Very modern way to pay for your groceries, that.
Yeah, like the little lady. Oh.
Okay.
She means small lady.
It's great PR for them.
Yeah.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's a big day today. I noticed coming into work, they've attached Chinese lanterns to the kind of lights that crisscross over Drury Street.
Yeah, it looks lovely.
Lovely.
That is because today is Chinese New Year, also known as the Lunar New Year.
I was wondering what the fireworks were last night.
Oh,
that makes
fireworks?
So much sense now. Yeah, yeah.
I
didn't actually hear anything about it. I feel like the PR for Chinese New Year wasn't on point this year.
Oh, I've actually seen a lot of PR for it.
Really?
I learned from a Dublin City Council billboard that this year is the year of the snake.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, and actually the other
day... Be perfect for you, Ashwa.
I took my joke. I kind of think near Year of the Snake is kind of trendy.
Mm.
It's like, I feel like the Gen Zs would be like, you're the snake.
You're a snake.
And the Irish.
Yeah, the snake, yeah.
Hot St. Patrick got rid of all the snakes.
Yeah.
Turns out they're all in my school.
Turns out they're all back for the new year. Turns out they're all in school. So depending on what year you were born, the year of the snake could be either a good or a bad year for you. And there's a website that can help you figure it out. So basically I've put all of our birthdays into the website and it's given me our horoscopes for the year of the snake, right?
Cool.
So Dave and I were both born in different years, 96 and 95. But apparently I was born before the Chinese New Year in 96.
Okay.
So I'm still in the kind of 95, which was the year of the pig.
Yes.
So we're both pigs.
Oh, I actually thought I was a rat, so that's good to know.
I thought I was a rat.
Oh, there you go.
And I'm delighted to be a pig.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy to be a pig.
Until now, because it's not going to be a good year for pigs.
Oh.
Apparently. So we're clashing with the Tai Sui.
Okay.
Meaning obstacles are likely. So it did say that this year is a great opportunity for pigs to consider marriage or starting a family.
Right.
A bit early for you, maybe, in your relationship.
Yeah, a little bit.
But I did just get engaged. In. Yeah, because that will ease the clash with the Thai suite. Career-wise, pigs are at a big risk of financial losses this year in case if we make any risky investments.
Right.
So I won't be doing any investing this year.
No.
And pigs are getting 5 out of 10 for health this year.
Okay, this is not great.
No.
That's not fun at all.
We've been told to get plenty of rest and manage stress because potential health challenges are on the way for us.
Dear God, I thought Chinese New Year is supposed to be like exciting and celebrating. But this is terrifying.
It's exciting if you're a rooster, which is what Emma Nolan is.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, Emma.
I just thought a pig was more suited because I spent most of my teenage years being called a piglet because my dad was a guard.
Damn it. So you are a rooster, in fact, and good news for you, because the year the snake is aligning harmoniously with your Thai sui, and for your roosters.
Still, so, no clearer as to what Thai sui is.
No, I didn't even look it up. Sorry.
Sounds like a soup.
So, Emma, you're going to benefit from improved interpersonal relationships.
Lovely.
And helpful connections. And strong stars support your career and financial growth. So you can expect significant strides this year.
Really?
Fantastic.
Cool.
Roosters in committed relationships will enjoy deeper bonds through mutual growth and support. And leadership opportunities await, offering roosters the chance to showcase their talents and take on more responsibility.
Oh God, Emma's going to become my boss.
Emma's going to become the boss. That's all. Yeah, I read that.
Nick is out, Emma's in.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? What do we do here, guys?
I like this song.
This one's nice.
Financially, roosters are going to have a strong year. Good fortune in both primary and secondary incomes. So Emma's OnlyFans is finally going to pop off. And you're only getting a 6 out of 10 in health, unfortunately. So that's your only downside. Tells you to avoid overthinking.
Oh, brilliant.
What do we have to avoid?
Tricky for Emma Nolan.
What do we have to avoid?
Avoid...
Emma.
Avoid stress for us.
Right, okay.
And get lots of rest and maintain a healthy diet. Basically just hunker down for the year for the pigs.
Okay.
And then roosters, you can shine.
You can shine, but you can't overthink.
No.
Even though you're the boss now. And you don't know what you're doing.
That's where the overthinking comes from.
And your OnlyFans is popping off, but you can't overthink that.
Don't overthink
it. Okay, cool. Got it. Thank you very much.
No problem.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Creature with fully charged. Good morning. Just 7:21 now. And I haven't supported the arts in ages, you know. Haven't been to a gig or a bit of comedy or an old play in a while.
That's right. Not like you, Emma Nolan.
Why is that now, Emma Nolan?
I think the last time I was at anything was Damien Dempsey before Christmas. Anyway, I'm going to a play tonight. I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh.
In the Gaiety. I'm going to The Ferryman.
Oh, very good.
And I'm really looking forward to it, but in a weird kind of turn of events. Normally I'd be fairly versed on everything I'm going to, and I'd be looking everything up and who's in it and what's going on and trying to make sure that I'd be excited about it. But just, I don't know, I've just not really thought about it too much until I realised yesterday it's today. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to not Google it.
You're going in blind.
I'm going to go in absolutely blind.
That sounds good.
I haven't a clue what it's about.
You don't like plays.
Sometimes I do.
You leave in the middle.
Yeah.
I sometimes take a little break.
A little break.
Sometimes I feel it's quite... It goes on a bit sometimes. And I think I'd shorten that.
Why are you going? Just to support the arts? Darling.
Just to dip the toe back in.
Oh, of course. And, right.
You know, you never know. It might change my whole perspective on life.
I think it'll be good. It's running for, like, ages. Usually when I see something's on for like 6 weeks, I'm like, that's good then.
Yeah, yeah.
Say that's good.
I've loads of time to see that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because if they're confident enough that they'll have people to keep themselves paid for 6 weeks nightly, it's got to be decent. So I have some theories about what this might be about. And obviously then I will come back and update you and see if any of my theories about what this play might be about are any way close to what it's actually about. Do you know what I'm saying? So I'd love if it was something like this. Really wholesome.
Real wholesome.
I'd love some real wholesome. I'd love it to be like a fantastical story about a lonely Irish ferryman who falls in love with an American tourist in the west of Ireland.
What's a ferryman?
Yeah, I was just going to ask.
A guy who runs a ferry.
Okay.
All right.
Carry on.
Yeah, yeah. And moves from boards and they kind of make these slightly mermaid-like babies.
Oh.
Something like that.
Mermaids.
Something
she wants. Really
nice. You'd want that.
In the gate.
I think you'd leave very quickly.
You know the panto is over.
It's just an imagining. I was like, the ferryman. The man on the ferry. Maybe like a guy called Seamus in the west of Ireland, and he's up to his eyes with stress. Four young kids under four, you know yourself, and he accidentally gets a bit lost at sea one day on a foggy day.
and spends his time eating his ham sandwiches and chanting seagulls and goes for a bit of a swim and then realises it's nice to get lost sometimes.
Isn't the ferryman a pub down at Grand Canal Dock?
It is.
So I'd imagine it's a play about that where all the finance bros go.
I think so. Okay.
Yeah.
I was just thinking it might be one of those stories where it's nice to just walk out going like, it's nice to slow down sometimes.
Do you think that would be an exciting play though?
I would like that maybe.
Right, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking it could be about a guy who used to work with the Viking Splash.
Uh-huh.
Named Shay or something.
Yeah.
Ditches the
very
smelly
similar
licky
to Seamus.
I feel like if you're in Dublin, your name is Shay, though.
Right.
There's a
whereas
small
if
bank
you're
of
based
names
on the waste of West of Ireland, it's Seamus. You know?
Okay.
Anyway, Shay ditches the smelly Liffey and screaming American tourists and his horn helmet for the calm serenity of Cork's West Coast. And he just spends his life bringing super value shopping from the mainland in Baltimore over to Cape Clear.
Nice.
Again, all about slowing down, bit of tranquility.
That sounds like a lovely
the Irish
job.
Sea.
I'm glad Emma's not a playwright.
I am unhappy about that fact.
Does anybody have any inkling about this what this play is about?
I don't, because when I heard it, I was like, oh yeah, the ferryman, sure enough.
It sounds like a play.
And then
like,
I realised I was just thinking of the pub.
Yeah, yeah.
So no, I don't know anything about it. I don't think it's that old. It's like 2017 okay. or something.
The play?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
It's not like a real old one, I don't think.
Well, if it's anywhere near story one, which is the fantastical story about the lonely guy who falls in love with the tourist and makes the mermaid kind of babies, the lad who gets lost at sea, or the former Viking Splash worker who moves to West Cork for a life of serenity. I'd be pretty happy with that, but I'll have to update you tomorrow.
I can't wait to find out.
Interesting.
Any of those stories, no wonder it's on for 6 weeks. That's all I'll say. You're on Spin.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
You know what I realised? I know this is a bit weird because it's probably the same for a lot of people, but it doesn't seem that way. I've never met the president, and I feel like everyone else in Ireland has.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
We only have like 10 months left of Michael D being president.
Oh my God, petition to get Dave to meet Michael D.
See, this is what I mean. Like, I kind of just...
you just want to meet him.
I just want to meet him, shake his hand, get grand, it's done.
Yeah.
I feel like my mate Niamh has met, and I'm like, that's not fair.
No, I
know. Have you met him, Ash?
No, and you know what? I was very close to meeting him because when I was in college, there was this like president's prize for writing a good essay, essentially.
Right.
And I ended up winning it.
Oh,
and it was the
did.
Michael D. Higgins, like, President's Prize.
Okay.
That's a shame you didn't meet him.
But the year, and every time you win it, like, he comes to the college and meets you, because he went to NUIG.
Oh, yeah.
And, well, it's now University of Galway. And when the year that I won was the year he was being re-elected as president.
Ah.
So he was too busy.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'm, like, the only person who won the prize who didn't get to meet
no.
him.
No.
No.
Yeah, see, I knew this was going to happen.
No
I
way.
Knew this was going to happen.
Are you okay there, Emma? Do you want to tell us about Michael D?
Yeah, I met him, yeah.
Did you?
Go on.
Photos with him and everything.
Where did you meet him?
I met him at a garden centre in Waterford.
A garden centre?
Well, it was actually more of a gardens, yeah. What are they called?
Was he shopping or was it an event?
It was an event. I met him in the big grand house. He was there with Sabina.
And were you a journalist at the time?
I was a journalist at the time, yeah, I was.
And you did get a sneaky pic?
I got a pic, shook his hand, he was lovely. The usual, exactly as you'd imagine, the couple of fucklin and all the rest.
Yeah.
He was an absolute gentleman.
Right, Ash, we have 10 months.
Yeah,
so
let's
get writing
it
again. I'll, you know, just start. I'll yeah, start breaking into Orson Nuchteron.
I'll write another essay about prostitution. That's what
yeah,
my first
perfect
one was about.
Do you know
why
what
not?
You should do? Leave a puppy on his door.
Yeah, there you go. Why not?
Yeah.
Sorry, your first essay was about prostitution and
yeah,
you won it.
That was the module that I was doing, yeah.
Cool.
Two mentions of that word at 20 to 8.
Hey, it's a college course.
Is it?
Well, it's the name of my module that I was studying.
Prostitution.
Yeah, that's, yeah, it's very right, okay, social impact.
So much to discuss.
NUIG, got to do anything
you're
on there.
Spin.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
It's gone 7:45 and your chance to win all this week on the show.
Yeah, Harvey Norman, they're your connected health specialists and we got tons of prizes to give away every single day from doing this Monday, Tuesday and now we've got a pretty cool prize as well today.
Yes, we have a Nutribullet Magic Bullet Blender for you to win today. Harvey Norman want to prioritise your health and well-being with a huge range of connected health devices to help you stay motivated, manage your stress, improve your sleep and reach your fitness goals and help you make smoothies.
So we do have a big fitness challenge to take on again today. It'll be myself and Aisling going head-to-head and on vying to win this prize are both Jamie and Trisha. We'll chat to you first, Jamie. Are you on your way to work? You are?
Yeah.
What do you do for work, Jamie?
I work in a hospital out in Sandyford.
Very good. Is the M50 absolutely chock-a-block?
Yeah, it's basically a car park.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, the
biggest
classic
car park in Europe.
My God.
Honestly.
Yeah, listen.
What do you do in the hospital?
Work in the pharmacy department.
Oh, very good. Smart man.
Yeah, a few good paracetamols, will you?
Tricia, what is going on in your world this morning?
I'm actually on the way to the airport.
Are you going on holidays, Tricia?
I am. I'm going to New York.
That is beautiful, Tricia. Why? Is it for a holiday? Is it for work? What's the occasion?
A holiday, yeah.
And who are you going with?
Over there as well. So same with them. My boyfriend.
Amazing.
Tricia. Have you been before?
Yeah. No, never been.
Yeah. Tricia. Tricia, the only suggestion I'll give you is Joe's Pizza. Queue for it. It's worth it. Believe me.
Is it worth it? Okay, worth I'll take that recommendation.
I don't know if you've ever heard of Broadway, Tricia, but it's fabulous as well.
So both Jamie and Tricia, you are on to play to win this Nutribullet Magic Bullet Blender. Basically, Emma and Aisling are going to battle it out in a fitness challenge. If you pick the person who wins, you'll win the prize. So Jamie, you're on line one. We're going to let you choose. Who do you think is going to come out on top on this fitness challenge? Is it going to be Emma Nolan or is it going to be Aisling Bonner?
I'll go with Emma since she's doing the boxing.
Okay, very good,
Jamie. I'd say that could be a wise choice now. Can we just establish, right, we're doing burpees here for 30 seconds. Yesterday, I had to do some push-ups and I established that I couldn't do a push-up, only the girl ones where you go on your knees. Yeah. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Burpees.
That's a burpee.
And then when you stand up, you have to jump.
Yeah, hands in the air.
And then back down. Yeah.
All right, but girl push-ups are okay.
Girl push-ups are okay.
But I said it's
fine. All right, with 30 seconds on the clock, the very best of luck to both you.
Why are you starting on the ground?
Go, Emma.
They both don't know how to start their burpees. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, start your burpees.
Go on, Emma.
Go on, Emma. No. Go on, Aisling.
Go on.
She's not going down.
Show them you can do it.
This is not very encouraging, guys. Come on, give them some more encouragement.
Oh, sorry. It's a little bit early. Come on, Emma.
What is this? I'm getting
halfway there.
A bit early, Jamie. You should see what they're doing.
Yeah, true.
Come on.
You can do it.
My knees.
For 10 seconds.
Destroy her.
Time up. Come back to your microphones.
I have to get carpet burn all over my hands and knees, Tricia. I'm sorry.
Right. Producer Callum, you are counting for Aisling.
Yes, the studio is not a great place for exercise. I think we've already clarified that. Aisling, I can a valiant effort for you this morning.
Thank you.
I counted 8.
8?
Yes.
I don't think that's that good. I'm sorry, Tricia.
Emma Nolan, I counted 7. That's what I counted.
Wow, Tricia, you've won hell of a morning. Sorry, Jamie, but Tricia, you've won.
Sorry, Jamie.
Bullet Magic Blender.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy, Tricia. Good luck. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye. If you would like to win with Harvey Norman, I'll give you another chance before 9:30 on
tomorrow's
show.
You should see the face that Emma Nolan just gave me when I told her number. You should see. If looks could kill.
I can't believe it.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Shaboozy and a bar song. You're on spin. Hope all is good this morning.
Good morning.
I'm getting more and more ruthless when it comes to packing my breakfast for work. I came up with this idea a few weeks ago. I was like, instead of just doing porridge every morning, mix it up, boil a couple of eggs and bring them in. So
we really appreciate the boiled eggs, by the way, in studio.
I know. We love it.
Yeah, it's great.
Tuna maybe next week.
Yeah, bring it on.
Salmon, yeah.
I brought the first week I brought them in like this little mini lunchbox, and then the second week I brought them in, there was like a little mini bowl I brought them in because the lunchbox wasn't available.
Mm-hmm.
6:10 this morning, there was no lunchbox and there was no mini bowl available.
No.
So there's just 2 boiled eggs in my bag.
No, loose.
God.
Oh, that's dangerous.
I know. And I said to myself, just be really careful, like be gentle putting down the bag and stuff. Not at all, like hooshed it down as soon as I came in this morning and went, oh, the eggs.
Oh.
Are they intact?
I haven't investigated.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to know yet.
Oh, I wouldn't.
Hello, what's the crack?
Good morning.
I discovered a brilliant technique yesterday. I was going for a run and I was really running out the door and Alex was waiting for me. He was like, come on. He was at the top of the stairs. I was like, yeah, I just need to do a quick wee because I just sometimes get anxious that I'm going to need to pee on the run. And I realised as I was pulling up my leggings that they were on back to front. And I had a quick decision to make. I said, do I strip and handle the situation now or do I just see what happens?
Mm-hmm.
And I just saw what happened. And I went out and did my run with my leggings on back to front and it was incredible.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
I'll tell you why. Because these particular leggings I had worn on a run the previous week and they sort of slipped down the odd time.
Okay. That's
it was
annoying.
Kind of annoying. Yeah. They didn't slip. because my arse was so tightly packed. So there was no slippage. The front, meanwhile, was quite roomy, and it meant that I had my, you know, the way they have sometimes in the women's leggings, a little pocket in the back. It was in the front.
Right.
Meaning I could put my little treats in the front.
Like, what kind of treats?
Percy pigs.
Do you bring Percy pigs on your runs?
Sometimes, yeah. For energy.
Sometimes it amazes me just how sexy you are.
I was like, Alex, look. Kangaroo. With Percy pigs in the front.
Do you bring water on your runs?
Only on maybe a long, long run.
But you'd bring the Percy pigs and not the water?
Maybe the odd Percy pig would come with me, yeah. If he's lucky.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. You get weirder by the day.
She does. A couple of weeks ago, we were talking about loose women on the show, and I did a game called Is It a Loose Women Topic or Have I Completely Made It Up?
But
we're going to kind of basically do the exact same thing today because we had so much fun with that. But this time, I want to talk about The Jerry Springer Show.
Every single one of us just lifted our hands and fist bumped.
There's no way to listen to that and not do that. You can't. The Jerry Springer Show, it was an American show, shocker. It was basically like a tabloid talk show. It's like it made headlines. The whole point of it was to be really, you know, bizarre
shocking.
And shocking and shock factor and stuff like that.
They overtook Oprah at one point. It got so big.
Really?
Yeah.
So the reason that this is a whole like big thing again is because there's a documentary just out on Netflix and kind of everyone is talking about how badly some of the contestants, because they weren't contestants, but they were kind of almost seen as contestants. But they were people. They were real people who had issues, and Jerry Springer would get them on the show, or they'd be on the Jerry Springer Show, and but their life would be like miserable. And yep. It was really, really grim.
They'd be
riled up and they'd just kind of go mad and they'd argue with, you know, boyfriends or girlfriends or wives or husbands.
The documentary showed that they got into a point where, like, if there wasn't a physical fight, it was a disastrous episode.
And that's what you said. It was just like, if it wasn't a physical fight or some sort of serious disaster, then they were like, we're not playing for your flights home. Like, the whole documentary is really gives you an...
Exposing.
An expose into the whole show.
What I thought was mad as well was the executive producer, because they were trying to make the show a big thing, they started getting the audience to chant Jerry. To the point where it came across like he was this big star, but it was like the audience were prompted to do it and then it just became a thing.
Isn't that gas?
I think we should be like... Fully charged.
get it trending.
So I have a couple of topics, some that are completely real that were on the Jerry Springer Show and some that I've completely made up that sound like they were on the Jerry Springer Show. What I need you to do is decipher which one. All right, Emma, we're going to start with you.
Okay.
Is this a Jerry Springer topic or have I completely made it up?
Jerry.
I live in a box.
That I'd say is a real person who was on the show.
That is a real topic. You're absolutely
thank
correct.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Aisling, is this a real Jerry Springer Show topic or have I completely made it up? Your dog loves me more.
I think you made that one up, Dave.
I did make that up. Well done. Emma, back to you.
Yeah.
Roommate ate wedding cake before ceremony.
Tough one, because I can imagine the cake being thrown around the stage. But I do think you might have made that one up.
I did make it up. You're absolutely true. Aisling, I married your dad, but I want you back.
that's a web. I'm going to say real.
It is real.
Yay.
You guys are good at this. Emma, back to you. Swapped your birth control with Tic Tacs. Sorry.
Stop. It's got to be real.
It's fake. Wouldn't you realise with the minty freshness?
With the green and orange.
Oh my God, it's turned orange overnight. Weird.
Aisling, over to you. Is this a Jerry Springer Show topic or have I completely made it up? My grandma stole my man.
Real.
That is real, unfortunately.
No.
Emma, same kind of vibe. My sister stole my gay boyfriend.
My sister stole my gay boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Whoa, unpack, slow down. But it's real, I'd say.
It is real.
Yes.
Oh, what?
Aisling, is this a Jerry Springer Show topic or have I completely made it up? We can share him.
I think you made it up.
I did not make it up.
Oh, God.
It was about two girls who wanted the same guy and one was putting forward that they could share him. And lastly, Emma.
Yes.
I can't believe you left me for a ventriloquist.
Oh, I really want to get this right.
Oh, come on.
It's Jerry Springer.
I think it's fake.
All right, is it fake?
It is fake.
Stop it!
Well, how great so would that show have been?
Yours were the best, Dave.
So that's the Jerry Springer Show. Jerry. Hope you all enjoyed.
Jerry. I'd highly recommend checking that out, actually.
It's supposed to be a good documentary, yeah.
Wild.
Good morning. I have three stories to tell you about the one subject, so I welcome you to... Yeah, I
know it's stupid. Oh, no. Oh.
Cinema.
Everything. Cinema's not a corner.
Yeah, it is.
Everything about that music annoys me. It's actually offensive to Robin.
It's a horrible old intro, it is, but it is
terrible.
It is the intro for a corner, which is what we do on this show when we have three stories about the one subject. And today, this is Cinema Corner. And because we needed three stories, the first story is shy, to be honest, because I was just looking for a third story to make it a corner.
All right, great.
So we'll fly through the first one. Basically, 50,000 people in London have signed a petition to keep a popular cinema from closing because the landlord's looking for more rent. It's called the Prince Charles Cinema. It's in Leicester Square, and Quentin Tarantino loves this cinema, and we hope it stays forever.
I know that cinema. That's where they do a lot of the premieres, I think, no?
Possibly.
Is Leicester Square?
Yeah, like, Leicester Square.
The main place, wouldn't it?
I don't know if it's like the cinema that they do the premieres in Leicester Square, but...
It should be if it's called Prince Charles Cinema.
It should, and I think himself should sort it all out.
Put some respect in his name.
Maybe it's because he's the king now.
I know, he might be like a little bit offended by the name. Anyway, moving on, that was story one. Boring. Story two, much more entertaining. So the other night, my friends put in the group chat.
That's how you always should start a story, with your worst one.
Boring.
Yeah, I know.
Let's hook the audience in
you know, with the worst
trying
one.
Trying to entertain people sitting in traffic right now. Yeah.
Boring. Maybe structural error there. Story two. So the other night, the girls put in the group chat, anyone want to go see A Complete Unknown, which is the Bob Dylan biopic?
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't go because I had musical rehearsals. That was grand. They went off to the cinema and I didn't think any more about it. Cut to the next morning, one friend sends in a picture of her foot elevated on the end of the bed and it's hella swollen.
Oh, no.
I was like, what the hell happened last night? And she goes, cinema. And I was like, what? Next thing, I get a video of my friend being wheeled out of the cinema in a wheelchair by one of the workers. Turns out my friend fell down the stairs at the cinema when she's leaving because of the dark.
Are you serious?
Because of the dark. What did they not turn the light on?
It was like at the end. And I suppose the screen's still very black when the credits are rolling.
Yeah.
Don't some of them have the little kind of fairy lights across to kind of give you a sense of direction? Oh my God, the poor thing. I have to say sometimes in cinemas, do you notice every second one is a bit narrower than the next sometimes?
Yeah, and some are long, some are kind of wide.
Do you know, she mustn't have gone to an IMC cinema because they would never.
And they would never.
Never.
They would treat you right.
Yeah.
You question.
Like royalty.
She fell on the stairs. God love her, the shame.
Yeah.
Two, they have a wheelchair on standby in the cinema.
This is worrying
fall
too.
Down the stairs.
Yeah. And that's a worrying fact.
So someone in the cinema went in and wheeled her.
They were absolutely terrified that she was going to make a claim.
Oh, God.
So they were like, we will wheel you to your car.
Here's popcorn.
Yeah, yeah. How much popcorn you want?
Yeah. Is she okay?
She's grand, actually.
No, I mean, like, mentally.
I don't know about emotionally, but...
Like, is she
ready to go back to the cinema?
I don't think so.
Is she ready to leave her house?
Definitely not, I don't think.
That's okay.
Mainly because
that's
she's a severe limp. But
the poor
it's not broken, it's just a bad sprain.
Do you ever hear that and you're like, that is so something that would happen to me?
Yeah, and it is actually so something that would happen to her.
She's that friend. Oh, that's so annoying.
Love for her. Best girl. Anyway, story three of Cinema Corner is a personal story. I was at the cinema on Monday night. I went to see A Real Pain with my boyfriend Alex and we foolishly booked seats like in the middle and we kind of sat down and we realised, let's not do this again because there was people like bang up on either side of us and loads of space in the rest of the cinema. But the movie was great and all the rest. When it ended, the credits start to roll and like no one was moving.
Oh.
And I was kind of like, we're kind of stuck in the middle here. To the left of us was like a group of four and they were sort of chatting and chilling. And to the right of us was a couple who were absolutely shifting the face off each other.
No.
Like relentlessly. So it's like getting through the credits. I'm seeing like driver one, driver two roll down. I'm like, this is now really getting to the dregs.
Driver one, driver two.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, I think it's time to maybe stand. So we stand up and then like hope that like someone will realize there's nowhere we can go. And then eventually the groups to the left sort of start to like shuffle. But our most obvious way out would be to the right. There's like barely any seats that side, but they are absolutely necking each other. They are having a ball.
Right.
The hand is going up on the back of the head.
No, what is with it's you going to places worse. In public where people are basically going at it?
Yeah, honestly.
Didn't this happen at a restaurant recently you were at where they were potentially actually at it?
Aisling's an aphrodisiac.
Yeah, go to weird cinemas. But anyway, literally by the end, the other group left. As I was walking out of the cinema, they still hadn't come up for air, and it was like down to like Portaloo providers on the credits.
Dear
and
God.
Catering staff.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
I know, they're still gone. So anyway, scary places, cinemas.
I've never done that in the cinema. I've gone on like one first cinema date, and we did shift a little bit, but like not like... I would be way too anxious. I'd be like, stop kissing me. Watch the movie.
I know.
There's a pop like, quiz after.
Movie's
oh,
over.
I was mad for a kiss in the cinema when I was a teenager.
Yeah, really? So was I, yeah.
Oh, it would be such an unsuccessful trip to the cinema.
But I wouldn't do it while sitting beside other people.
In the middle.
I'd be 15, I wouldn't have cared.
I would be up the top right, like...
Yeah, little, up the top right.
Do you know what I mean? Oh, yeah, by the wall.
Yeah.
If you didn't leave the cinema without a hickey, it wasn't even worth going. I want a refund, please. And it's been all fun and games. It always is. Until this point, it's time for stuff to get serious around here.
Oh, I don't know if we're ready for this. Let's
buckle up, you listening. We can be serious when we want to be.
Yeah, we can.
This morning on the show, we need you to send your voice notes in because we are conducting a survey. We would like to know, when you were a kid, what did your family call wee, poo, and fart?
Yes, we are going there.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, we are.
We realise this is, you know, it's supposed to be an entertaining show, but sometimes we do have to make it serious. And sometimes we do have to bring, you know, these are topics of conversation in the world.
At our core, we are linguists.
Exactly.
And we are fascinated by language.
And sometimes... surveys need conducting.
They do.
And we are using our platform for that this morning.
What is that survey question again?
A voice note, please. And all you have to do is tell us the three words, even if they're the same, that's fine. When you were a kid, what did your family call wee, poo, and fart?
I am sorry.
087 711 1038 is the number. All right?
I think it's going to be fascinating.
I am
very
fascinated already.
Want your version of wee.
Of how many people are turning off.
Poo. And fart.
I think people all had a different name for each one.
I
think
so too. I've got three completely different words for wee, poo and fart.
So do I, that we use in my family, and they're very, very safe.
And I feel compelled to share them right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can't yet.
I'll hold. Mm. But like, if you're listening to this, I hope you also feel like you simply must get in touch.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to. Our number is 087 711 1038. We want your voice notes, please. Wee, poo, fart. What did you call them? Get in touch.
Recharged.
Pause that. That's Dirty Cash on Spin.
Should be called Pause That. My bad.
I love that one.
Sorry to the head of music. I love it. Anyway, serious vibes, go.
Serious stuff on the show this morning. Okay, I want to bring you back to yesterday's show. I was telling you that I had to go to a funeral on Monday, and it was in the Midlands, and I was just saying I was under huge pressure when it came to a wee. I was bursting for a wee, and I stopped at two garages, and I was saying, God, we don't really know in Dublin just how bad things are outside of Dublin when it comes to the effects of the storm, because the two garages that I stopped at bursting. There was no water, so their toilets were closed.
Nightmare.
And ended up peeing in essentially a shed outside the church.
Started a conversation in the studio, and not about what Emma thought it would start a conversation about like how maybe outside of Dublin there isn't many facilities or things like that. It didn't really start a conversation like that. It actually started a conversation with, I said, it's funny, I would have never ever called it a wee. Ever.
And then we got deep into that.
And then we got deep into that.
And
we
started talking about poo and farts.
Yeah, and we wondered what anyone else would have called those three things.
Absolutely. So serious stuff in the show this morning. We are conducting a survey.
Survey.
And we would like to know, via voice note, when you were a kid, what did your family call wee, poo, and fart?
And we understand that it's a bit childish. We understand it's a little bit ridiculous. However, you can understand our, you know, there is methods to our madness. We were just curious.
We were having
this conversation like you would with anyone else. And then we decided, why don't we bring it to you and ask you, what do you call?
This is public service broadcasting at its finest, guys.
It is, absolutely.
And Adele was in touch on this. Again, the question being, when you were a kid, what did you call wee, poo, and fart?
Morning, guys. So, wee, was wee wee's. Fart was blow off. And poo was jobbies.
A jobby! That's what the Scottish call it. A jobby.
And poo was jobbies.
You're doing jobbies. I love that. It's so funny how she's like making it not as like unlike one of
these. Yeah, yeah. I love the way she has one for each word.
Yeah.
I love that. And I feel like everyone does it at one point. A wee wee's is
gas. Adele, you understand the assignment. I respect you.
Thank you.
Thank you for getting on. This is Alina.
My mom used to call wee piddle.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like puddle, but piddle. Mm-hmm. Fart was a Rudy. So you did a Rudy. And then poo. I now have my own two kids and I call poo like a doo-doo. Did you doo-doo-doo?
Oh, I hate it.
Like, why?
I hate it.
Doo-doo.
I love it.
Fiona was on.
In my family, we call farts Windies. And my cousin in Australia calls them Fluffies.
Fluffy. Did you Fluffy?
Did you do a Fluffy?
Did you do a Fluffy?
Oh, that's funny. Windies is cute.
Yeah, no, wee-wees was a big thing in my house.
Was it wee-wees?
We went for it. We called it poo a poo.
Did you?
You had to poo, you had to poo.
Confident group. Yeah.
And I was really saying last week, I love that my boyfriend Jack is English and he still calls a fart a trump.
A trump.
Oh, sorry, a trump there.
Oh, I know. No.
I know
that's a
did.
Very like English thing, yeah. Though. It's quite.
I'm really sorry, babe. I need to trump.
It's yeah, quite a posh thing, I would have thought. Yeah. A trump. Yeah.
That's
which is
mad.
Gas. Yeah. I called so a pee would be. A piddle, which I hate that bloody word. It's awful.
It's like a mini puddle.
It's awful.
That's why it's bad.
A poo would be, do you need the toilet?
Oh.
Just go to the toilet. You would never say it in my family. You just wouldn't.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah. Just,
if you need to wee, yeah, it would just be the toilet.
If it's toilet. You know, if you need to pee, it'd be a piddle. But if you need the toilet, it'd be a toilet.
Right, gotcha.
And then... For a fart, it would always be a wind because couldn't say fart because my mother would say that is schoolyard stuff. That's for the schoolyard.
Over fart. Say.
So it would be a wind.
That's yeah. Funny. My house was piddle for wee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, a neighbour down the road, their kids used to call it pinky tinkle.
I love the way you talked about this with your neighbours.
No, because the kid used to come over and he'd be like, pinky tinkle. We'd be like, go in there now.
Pinky tinkle.
Go in there, you child.
Yeah. A fart in our house would have been and still would be a bip.
A bip is bip. So bizarre.
Do a bip? No?
No.
No one else ever heard
it? You're on your own on bip, I think.
And this one I definitely think was a my family thing and like sort of extended family. My cousins and I would use it. A Ned would be a poo.
Stop it.
A Ned.
A Ned?
Yeah, or a Neddy.
Did you laugh a lot when you started watching The Simpsons with Ned Flanders?
Yeah, like, I just couldn't believe that was someone's name because for me, like growing up, it was always Ned was a poo.
Stop, why?
I don't know, it's horrible though, isn't it?
It is awful.
Sinead was on again, we're asking you 087-711-103. When you were a kid, what did your family call? Poo, fart and wheeze.
So my grandmother was Scottish, so we had wee with wee wees, poo with jobbies,
yeah.
And fart was... Windy Pops.
Windy Pops.
Windy Pops.
I've heard of Windy Pops before.
I like Windy Pops.
That's
this is
cute.
Zoe.
So my grandmother was Scottish. So we had...
That's the same.
That's the same one.
Again. Okay. Listen, let us know on WhatsApp. Send your voice notes over. What's your family call? Wee, poo, and farce.
I know. I know my parents have turned off.
I think lots of people have, and that's fine.
Yeah.
The real ones are with us this morning. Serious stuff going on the show this morning.
Very
lads.
Serious.
Absolutely.
You know, every once in a while you have to just pause affairs and just kind of get to the important stuff, mm-hmm. You know? We're asking in the show this morning, when you were a kid, what did your family call? A wee, a poo, or a fart?
Mm-hmm. I know, you must be thinking, did I accidentally turn on Claire Byrne? No.
I know.
This
yeah.
is fully charged.
Yeah, this is fully charged, yeah. I just had a memory. Tinkle was big in my house.
Tinkle, was it? That was quite American for me.
For a wee, yeah.
Yeah, do you need to go for a little tinkle? Yeah. Awful. Why can't we just call them what they are?
We're afraid.
I think I remember, like, as a baby, you might get a, do you need to go potty?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a big one.
And that's ambiguous, because you don't know what's going on in the potty.
Yeah.
That's true.
Josh was in touch on this.
When I was younger, it used to be for a wee and a poo, it was a number one and a number two.
Perfect.
But now, in my family, when someone needs to fart or a fart, you say, who let the ducks out? Because I used to blame the ducks for making the noise of the fart.
Who let the ducks out?
Who let the ducks out?
Do you remember in school, you used to be like, taxi?
Yeah.
If you farted. Do you remember that?
What was that about?
I don't know.
I don't even know what the connection was to taxi. Do you remember the pull of my finger as well? In school. I used to always be a sucker for that. I'm like, yeah, why? Of course. Sandra.
Hey, guys. I was born in Poland, so I grew up with my mom saying for a wee, it was shushu. For a poo, it was kupka. And for a fart, it was purt. So there you go.
Aw, that's
God.
A little poot.
They're all lovely ones.
They are. Shoo-shoo. Shoo-shoo
is very nice.
Adopt that here. That's lovely.
Poot is very good.
Yeah.
It's never good when I look in front of me and producer Callum has put something in front of me saying, warning.
Oh no, there's a warning on
this
one.
There's a warning on this one. So again, little ears in the car. I don't really know what this contains.
Or breakfast, maybe put
breakfast.
The spoon down.
Oh, really?
It's a breakfast warning.
It's a breakfast warning.
It's cool. One for the eaters.
This is Natasha.
So a wee was a whittle. Go do a whittle.
Whittle, yeah.
A poo was your stinkies. A fart was a bomb. And if you had a case of diarrhea, it was a water stinky. Crazy.
What? I was actually... No, I didn't even want to repeat it.
Joe, they were on there talking about peas and pills and farts, Joe.
Spin show.
It was awful, Joe. What's happening? This is public service. This is public service radio, Joe.
They need to be taken off the air, that lot.
It's not right, Joe.
Yeah, no, it's not on at all. Of all the things they could be talking about.
Disgusting.
Wake up.
We got the dreams.
Spins fully charged.
We play the hits. This is Spin.
You wake up in the morning.
Spin is on.
Morning. Welcome to Wednesday.
Hello.
I'm a little bit disturbed by something that Emily mentioned in the news just there. Have a listen.
And half of people wish they could skip February and go straight to the month of March. 7 in 10 people say the dreary weather, the cold and the short days were reasons to get rid of the month from the calendar, according to a new survey.
Stupid survey, stupid responses. Like, what happens?
Stupid people.
Like, what do you... so stupid.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Just extend January. Like, bring back March. It's not going to change the weather, guys.
And just like, yeah, cold. Be in a coma for February. I don't know.
Guys, anyway, have some imagination.
As a February baby, I think that's kind of insulting. You would miss a lot of things if you missed February, I think, including the Bridgie Banker. Hello.
That's next Monday. Thank the Lord.
Absolutely. Why would you want to miss a month that had a bank holiday?
Yeah.
You miss my birthday, which would be terrible for everybody. You would miss Valentine's Day, which is fun for some people.
I know you're talking about the banker, but Bridget's Day itself, you seem to be normally a fan of as a Kildare woman.
My housemate Ben's birthday.
Oh, you miss bloody Ben's
it's
birthday.
It's a short month as well. I like how it's kind of four weeks in and out.
28 yeah. days.
You miss the daffs coming up. They'd be on the way out by the time.
When I grew up in the country, you'd see a few lambs around.
Do you know what? I like the way February decides, you know, every 4 years, I'm going to do one more day.
Yeah, it's a chancer.
Yeah.
It's a bit weird.
It's a bit
quirky.
You make the mystery.
Yeah.
Of what is it this year?
What'll it be?
And it's also a mystery, like, how do I spell it this time? Still confused.
Exactly. Yeah.
February.
Yeah, you know?
What? Yeah.
Little cheeky or there after the B. Who would have known
it's
it?
It's a month with character.
It was a great month for the nature table at school.
We love February.
On. Yeah.
Yep.
Well,
anyway, stupid survey.
There we go. Yeah.
Yeah. Not stupid like our other survey that we did on the show today.
No. Wee's, poos, and farts. That's much more important than
absolutely
ditching the lovely month of February. You're listening to Spin.
Good morning. So, the major news of 2025 has kind of been TikTok and the potential ban in the US. Now, it has got a 75-day delay, so US users don't have to worry too much. But basically, Trump hated TikTok and then it helped him become elected, so now he loves it. And even though he was one of the people who called for it to be banned, he's now one of the people fighting for it to stick around.
Right.
So, this is all obviously old news. We've learned about this in the last couple of weeks. However, Trump has said that Microsoft is in discussions to acquire TikTok and that he would like to see a bidding war over the sale for the social media app. Now, I guarantee you, he's just said that off the top of his head and Bill Gates is going, what? I'm to buy this bloody thing?
Wait, what?
I'd say Microsoft wants to buy. And Bill Gates going, oh, what? Do I have to buy that thing now? Oh, fine. Well, I think Microsoft, if it does buy TikTok, you know, famously Microsoft is a very young and cool company.
Yeah, the two of them really work together.
Yeah, they own things. They own things like, you know, Xbox and Word and Excel and PowerPoint and things like that. So with them about to buy it, I thought, what if they mess with it? What if they make it really Microsofty and corporatey and officey and boringy? So I've written down some worst case scenarios for if Microsoft want to buy TikTok and change it for the worse.
Probably your genuine concerns as someone who just really adores the app.
So worst case scenario, your followers and your following tabs are now in an Excel spreadsheet. Okay. All text, whether it be bios or comments or captions, are all in Word Art. Do you remember you were able to do that?
Yeah. 3D.
Your bio is now a PDF file that people have to download. Ooh. And when they download it, it'll be in the wrong format and that'll be your fault.
Of course it will be.
Much like Microsoft Word, every time you want to upload a photo, it'll attach itself to a different photo somewhere else on your profile. Mm-hmm. Won't tell you where, though.
It'll just be finding it.
Not format correctly at all. You know the way on TikTok you have carousels and you can flick through the photos and things like that? No, that's all gone. It's all about PowerPoint presentations now.
Yes, it is.
We're gonna have nice little transitions from one photo to the next.
Lovely.
If you want to contact support, their AI bot Clippy the Paperclip comes up and does a TikTok dance, failing to help you in every single way. And when Clippy doesn't work and you want to talk to a real person, you got to hop on a Teams call.
Or two.
Which would be really, really nice. Dance challenges are going to require a risk assessment before participation. The comment section is now basically an Outlook email thread. You can't find the comment you're looking for.
Nope.
And two, you must finish every comment with regards. instead of likes, you can now just send feedback. Instead of reposting or sharing, it all just goes into the OneDrive, the Microsoft OneDrive. And instead of influencers going on PR trips, they're now going on corporate retreats.
Oh dear, that is
what's going to happen when Microsoft take over TikTok, I think.
Can I just ask a random question? Do TikTok even want to sell?
I don't know, but I think they're supposed to sell. In order for it to stay around in the US, basically Trump has been like, we have to own 50%.
50%, yeah.
Which I think is stupid because they should own 51%, not just 50%.
Yeah, he thought you should be the president. That's smart.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see, but he wants them to own 50% because, it should be an American company. But it's only for the Americans' side. Like, they won't own our TikTok.
I get what you're saying. Okay, cool. All right.
I'd rather Bill Gates than Elon.
True, yeah, that's fair.
True.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Asking you now some big news on the show just after Christmas. You and Alex are getting engaged. Are getting married, should I say. You didn't announce that you're planning on getting engaged. You announced that you
are. That'd be kind of weird.
Engaged. Big news, guys. I think I'm getting engaged.
Sometime soon.
Yeah. No, obviously it's fantastic news. Just to prod a little bit. Any plans in the works?
No, haven't done anything about it.
Yeah. Nothing at all?
No.
Okay.
See, the thing about Ash, as we know, Dave, is that Ash is competitive and she will want to have the best wedding that's ever happened.
Yeah, that's very true.
She'll want to do things very differently, very quirky.
And she'll want to do
it
with the least amount of money ever.
Exactly. My good man.
But I was thinking obviously about like how entertaining your wedding is already guaranteed to be, because you don't do things by halves, and when you do something you do it your way. And I just think, unlike the normal mundane of other weddings that I hope I'm attending anyway, this one I think will be really fun, right?
Thank you, Emma.
You don't have to invite me.
When it comes to your playlist,
you're not anyway.
I think this is where it could get really interesting. You're a musical gal, you're a quirky gal. I think that you enjoy a bit of comedy, you enjoy a bit of laughter.
Yes.
So I've found the perfect solution if you are considering maybe the type of music that you might like on your wedding day. Mm-hmm. I've come across a girl on TikTok. Her name is Nicole Reynolds and she has 1 million followers.
Well, okay.
And what she does is she turns the traditional wedding march into some really iconic songs. And what she does is she kind of starts off playing the piano. Sometimes she's doing a demo version on her TikTok of how it would sound. Other times she's genuinely recording herself in the church doing this. So it is actually her
job.
She's
actually getting hired.
Takes requests from people and then she does it as
very cool.
The island stuff.
It's like you've already started planning Ash's wedding.
I kind of have on the back of this.
This
TikTok
is amazing.
Account.
At least someone's doing it.
If I wait for long enough, someone else is going to do it. Anyway.
It'll be Emma.
So she kind of explains like in the type on the TikTok, the text on the TikTok, that this is like when the bride starts to walk up the aisle and this is the moment that the groom turns and then it kicks into the song that she's trying to convey
brilliant.
With the organ or the piano, okay? So this one I think is a winner. Have a listen. Ashley has just turned Billy Bonner.
And here we go.
First woman up the aisle. Alex is balling. He turns to look at her.
Alex totally will be balling.
Listen.
I don't know it.
What song is that?
Do you not recognise it?
It sounds very familiar.
I feel like, is it a Beyonce song? Because that's what she's looking at me weird. What song is that?
Lay your
your cards down, down, oh, down, yeah. down.
Is it?
Crazy. Texas Hold'em. Okay.
I didn't even cop that.
Neither
that,
did I.
That was just lovely.
I feel like you should have told us before it ended and we would have continued. We could have sang with it.
I know, but
do
I...
Do that for the next one then.
Yeah, okay.
Tell
okay,
us what
okay,
it
okay,
is.
Okay, okay, okay. Aisling, if you wanted to create a little bit of a giggle among the crowd, you could go for something like this. Here we go again. It's Billy and Aisling turning up the aisle.
Off we go.
Give me everything tonight.
Pitbull.
Yeah.
Oh my God, will I wear the bald cap? Yeah.
She
as the veil.
Yeah.
Just as she woke up with the cap on and take it off.
Yeah,
and she
gets removes the bald cap. Yeah.
Oh my God, so she is now a woman. The eyes of the Lord.
Oh my God.
You could go for something like this, Ash. You just know she's probably going to take this too seriously.
I can't think of the song.
I don't know it.
That's okay, just give it a sec.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's from a movie.
Is it
like Jurassic Park?
Yes.
No yes. way.
Just to mess with people, I think that every song should have like grannies in the crowd confused. I've never heard
and
this
it's
one
actually
before.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's really, really nice.
That's brilliant.
Now, if you really want to get a laugh, right, this is what you need to be working towards, Aisling, okay? I expect a lot from this wedding.
Okay. Oh, I know that little chair.
Yeah, it sounds familiar. Mm. It sounds like Severance.
Ready for this bit?
It's the TV show. It's a. Wait, what is that?
It's a cartoon.
What is it?
Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yeah, I knew it was Thomas. Yeah, I knew it was a cartoon.
Finally, I think you would have a ball. If this made the cut, I'd be forever impressed, and so would producer Callum. I think he'd be a very happy man that day.
I'm glad this isn't a game because I'm not good.
Yeah, I'm not good at this. Can you tell us now what it is now?
SpongeBob.
SpongeBob, okay.
Oh my God. Is they it sound so lovely, don't they?
It's a bit of a reach now. In fairness. Not a chance you would have got that.
It's a good little Easter egg though to have.
It is.
At your wedding, be like, here, do you hear that song? I think the aisle. Do you know what it was?
I think it should be a game you play at the wedding.
Yeah, people have to guess.
I like
identify odds. Oh, there's gonna have to be games at the wedding as well. Someone has to win your wedding at your wedding.
Of course.
Don't say the same thing your name is written down.
Recharged. Whether you like it or not, Valentine's Day is coming, and this week on the show we want to get you ready for that with flowers.ie.
New seasonal flowers are here early. Tulips in pink, white, and a mix of pink, white, and yellow as well. They're perfect for any occasion.
Yeah, and if you're a little bit of a last minute person, they have same and next day flower delivery in Ireland, which could be key for you on Valentine's week.
200 euro flowers.ie voucher to go. We do have the return this year of our AI poet, Will A.I.M. Shakespeare, who just delivered a lovely poem, and you've been trying to figure out which celebrity he is referring to in the poem.
Roses are red. Everything I wanted feels true. In a world full of noise, happier than ever with you. Bad guy energy. She's taking the lead, therefore I am. She's all that we need.
There you are. Nicole thinks she knows what's going on there. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. What lies ahead for you today?
My day is okay. I'd be better if I wasn't on the way to work.
Oh, very good. What do you do, Nicole?
I'm a service assistant at Intel.
Are you off to Leakslip by any chance?
I am indeed.
Very good.
Fair play.
You're always stalking Nicole. Will you leave her alone?
Yeah, I know. I know. Around this time, yeah.
She goes to Intel.
It's after half nine, she's on the way.
Bugging her phone all the time. I'm sick of it, Aisling. Yeah. It's not on. Right, we'd love to you to win a 200 euro flowers.ie voucher on this morning's show. You listened out to our poet, Will A.I.M. Shakespeare. What celebrity do you think he was talking about?
Billie Eilish.
Billie.
Okay, interesting.
Eilish.
Let's have a listen.
You got that spot on.
Woo.
Billie Eilish is my Valentine today. Oh. And if she's after a bad guy, I'm her man.
Billie, run.
Duh.
Oh my God. That's very good. How many hints did you get in the poem?
About five.
Did you? Dear God, I only got two. I got bad guy and therefore you are or whatever.
Therefore I am.
Everything I wanted is happier than ever.
Very good.
I need to brush up on my Billie Eilish. Well, listen, Nicole, congratulations. A €200 flowers.ie voucher just in time for Valentine's Day. It's on the way to you.
Thank you.
Bye.
You're so welcome and see you later. Tomorrow, we'll give you another chance to win with flowers.ie before 7:30 in the morning.
Nice.
It'd be weird to just finish on a Wednesday, I suppose.
I think it would be. Are you around in the morning for that, Les?
Yeah, I can make it. Half seven.
Yeah, I'll come in. Perfect. That is just about it for today. What a show, guys.
What a show, everybody.
Wee wees, poo poos, and farts.
If you missed it, fully charged, recharged.
Piddles, whittles, and pinky tinkles.
Nice.
Neds.
Yeah.
Wind.
Are we going to keep going? No one's going to listen to our podcast.
I'm just revealing the results of the important survey.
Jess is in for Michaela here.
She is indeed. Yes,
come on, Jess.
Jess is on the way, kicking off 10 spin hits in a row. We'll catch you back here in the morning. Have a good one.
Good luck.
First decision of the morning. A creamy mocha frappuccino drink? Or will we ease into the day with a sweet vanilla? Maybe a smooth caramel? Ooh, what about that white chocolate mocha? No matter which flavor you choose, delicious coffee awaits. Better coffee starts a better day. Start with bottled Starbucks frappuccino drinks. Pick up a bottle near you wherever you buy your groceries.